Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
We all know that there's a great sense of need for knowledge in the current environment in South Africa about all things to do with investments. And primarily, it goes back to understanding what's available in our local market. And for that, we often refer to the Johannesburg Stock Exchange or the JSE, not only to share information, share knowledge, but also to be transparent in terms of the growth and developments that have been taking place on our local bourse. Well, earlier this afternoon, the JSE held a stock pick webinar. Yep, quite literally. The same thing we ask all our market commentators on a day-to-day basis. This time around, it was joined by at least six great minds within the world of investment and wealth management, all sharing three stocks that they believed do hold the promise of being great investment opportunities in the short to medium and, of course, the long term. They backed it up with some of their facts. They backed it up with valuations and data. But to understand not only the overview and objective of the webinar, but also just highlight some of the themes that came through from the various speakers. We join now on the line by Director of Capital Markets of the JSE, Valdene Reddy. Valdene, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for making time.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks for having me on your show.
Fantastic. Well, we're quite excited to speak to you, Valdene. And I must tell you, I was listening earnestly and with much anticipation to the conversation that took place today. But I think as an overview and a scene setter for those who weren't able to watch this webinar on YouTube, perhaps give us an understanding and an overview of the importance of these kind of conversations that the JSE is bringing to us as retail investors and pension savers. And I guess ordinary South Africans to understand more about capital markets in the country.
Yeah, so really an awesome session. After the end of the session, I actually said to my colleagues, it felt like a real rush because it was a real jam-packed session with six industry experts. It actually kicked off by a tweet that our CEO, Leila Fourie, had posted about 2 weeks back from one of the market participants. And what that chart had showed is South Africa undervalued relative to some of its EM peers, as well as from a world perspective, all world perspective. And that sparked a debate between, a challenge, should I say, between David Shapiro from Saxon Securities and Leila to say, let's do a market webinar. And what we really wanted to do was to have a platform where industry experts can really give us their SA stock picks. You know, there's lots of investment opportunities, but we thought, given this fact of South Africa having so much potential and opportunity, let's get our industry experts to showcase some of their personal views and opinions. I guess just as a formality, just to stress, the JSE sponsorship and facilitation of the session are not an endorsement of the views expressed, nor does it constitute advice by the speakers of the JSE. But what I really wanted to stress is we got industry experts come on and give us, in a very sharp and fast and witty format, their three stock picks.
Mm. I'm glad that you mentioned that because it was actually really witty, very sharp and quite informative as well in terms of listening to some of their stock picks. And I will just, I guess, share just a few of the companies that were mentioned. David Shapiro,
yes,
well-known legend, mentioning ACI, which is a company that does all the explosives, supporting mining companies with their operations. And Barlow World, Life Healthcare was mentioned by Delphine Govender. MassSmart, also a company that she highlighted there. And Resources were certainly the winners of the day. Keith McLachlan mentioning Northern Platinum. Mia Kruger mentioning BHP Group, Sibanye Stillwater, and Anglo American overall. And Patrice Rousseau also adding Sasol into that list. And interestingly enough, FirstRand, which I believe is the only bank to have featured, but Bright Kumalo did mention Transaction Capital, which is another financial services entity which helps support taxi companies. And I think this is quite interesting, Valdene, because getting some of these experts on board, they really shared the backstory to what drives the investment opportunities here. So we hear mining and resources, we hear the link between consumer-focused companies, and of course those within the financial services play. I guess then the question is, this really speaks to what we're witnessing within the dynamics, and of course relying on the expertise and knowledge of these investment professionals to share that with us.
Yeah, so you've hit the nail on the head, is that it was like in a story format, and that's, you know, the only brief we gave to the speakers was keep it short, keep it simple, keep it, you know, have your investment thesis very relatable and not crowded with a lot of investment jargon or a whole lot of numbers, death by numbers. But, you know, the beauty of this, and I sit back smiling as we go through the names and you cover them all well, I was actually going to mention them, but The beauty of this is we invited 6 guests. I briefed to them, keep it short, keep it simple, story-like, and they all got 2 minutes of stock, so literally 6 to 8 minutes max on their 3 stock picks. And I sat back today and I realized that all 6 of them had 3 different stocks each. So not only did we have diverse speakers, we had a diverse breadth of stocks that were on feature today. Mm. So in total, there were 18 stock picks coming out from industry experts, and I honestly thought there would be some overlaps in the picks. So it just shows you that our marketplace is diverse. There's lots of areas of opportunity and of potential. And what we wanted to do was to make it a broad-based forum so that people could really subscribe and become more aware. We really tried to promote financial inclusion. It's a huge priority. And in doing so, really try and grow shared prosperity. And that's a joint ambition, not just of ourselves, but of also market participants. Mm. So, the showcase today was the first kickoff. We have a second installment planned for next week, Wednesday, the 11th of August. We also have another 6 speakers. I can highlight some of their names now. So we have Anthony Clark, Simon Brown, Chris Reddy, Pitt Fulian, Oweko Nache, and Rajay Ambekar, 6 industry experts. Again, a varied mix and a representation of different types of entities. So it should be another jam-packed session of insights and their personal views and opinions of what they're focusing on at the moment. Yeah. We had over 1,000, I think it was 1,100 guests who had dialed in or subscribed to that YouTube channel. Yeah. There's a lot of playback being planned. And hopefully after next week's session, we can figure out if this becomes a regular feature or not, maybe monthly or something like that. And really, it's about creating investment awareness.
Well, Dean, I'm tempted to say it should be, because it really does indicate the kind of, genuinely, the kind of the need for knowledge, right, within South Africa's investment community, and primarily retail investors who appear to be more proactive about gaining knowledge. Is this something that you've witnessed, that there's, I guess, growing demand for this kind of content?
Yeah, you've seen it globally. And when we saw the overwhelming responses today, the crowd is buzzing. Bright just has such an awesome energy, and he literally went up in flames. The link was getting flame shot. So it just shows you people are interested. The voices that we have in South Africa have good presence and good following, and people want to hear and engage with them. So I really think we've got awesome talent in South Africa to showcase. We've got awesome companies in South Africa that have different opportunity sets to stack up. And as the JSC, we are really honored to have these companies listed on our exchange. It's awesome to see the interest that the investment community is taking into in terms of finding out more and getting different opinions. Mm. We had so many follow-ups with questions and showcase and to watch the replay. It shows you that the demand is there.
Certainly. And I guess, Valdine, to close off with, for a lot of South Africans, perhaps we don't recognize just how large and reputable our capital markets are. And maybe that I'm giving you this opportunity to really share with us how it is that we can regard the JSE as a institution which is independent and, of course, well regulated, as any particular unforeseen circumstances have not rattled not only the All Share Index performance, but the JSE itself as an institution which is held in high regard when it comes to global market activity.
Thanks, Google. Absolutely. The JSE is still, top 20 in the world. And despite challenging macro and, situations we have to wade through as a collective for the country, the market cap of the JSE has grown in the 2020 year. And even in the 2021 year, we're up almost 8% year to date. And that really speaks to the strong caliber of the financial services marketplace that we have, notwithstanding the recent moves of the past week with a lot of volatility. But, it just speaks to the companies. There was an article put out last week by Alan Gray in the public domain, and that also spoke to the resilience of our marketplace. And since March last year, the JSE has been operating largely work from home. And the priority for us is to be to ensure that we have continuity in our market. So lots of credibility and accolades go out to the teams as well as to the ecosystem to say we take pride in the marketplace that we run and operate, and we are honored to share this platform with the rest of the community of South Africa, the issuers who are listed, the brokers and the buy side who trade, and the investors on our market, you know, the end client, to say we stand proud to try and give the market a trusted and a reliable offering as they exchange.
Oh, certainly. Thanks so much for your time this evening, Valdene. And I think you've given us some insight as to how digitized the world of capital markets and investment really is. We've come a long way from investors and stockbrokers shouting at each other on the floor of Diagonal Street back those years ago. Valdene, thank you so much for your time this evening. That's Valdene Reddy. She's the Director of Capital Markets at the JSE, giving us an update on a webinar that was hosted regarding particular stock picks, where six independent investment professionals actually shared three companies or stock picks that they believe have good fundamentals for us to put some capital into. But you can watch that on YouTube and follow the JSC account, or take a look at my account at Gugumfupi. I've retweeted the link to that particular webinar, and you too can get some insight there.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.